We continue to try to figure out what exactly happened last night in Seattle. Looking at some of those Washington State papers, thank you, refs, was a title, a headline, as well as Seattle stole one. So Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. Brian, the Seahawks know that they got away with one here, no matter what Brandon Tate or Pete Carroll or even Russell Wilson try to tell us. What are your thoughts on what exactly happened last night?
I'm at a loss just like everybody else. I mean, the only conclusion you can come away with last night is the refs made the incorrect call that cost the Packers the football game. This one is going to go down for one for the ages, and given the whole situation about the replacement referees in the NFL, this one's going to linger for quite a while nationwide.
Look, there was not a lot of pretty things that the Packers did yesterday. I was thinking about what I was going to talk to you about this morning, and it was that last play, and I thought, no matter if they win here or lose here, I'm going to have the same kind of questions for Brian regardless. Some of the reffing was bad with that pass interference on Shields that was weird, and then the roughing the passer that was really not even there on the interception. So we talk about the refs a little, but for the most part would be like, Aaron Rodgers didn't seem himself, and Mike McCarthy's play calling in the first half, what was going on there? But the Packers, regardless of the things they did in the first half, they did put themselves in a position to win this game in the second half, and the refs took it away from them. I see a lot of people saying, well, why didn't MD Jennings knock it down? He didn't have to knock it down. He intercepted the football. The game was over. The refs saw it differently, and here we are today. Twitter Nation going crazy last night into the day today, and a lot of Packers being those players. TJ Lang, Josh Sitton, these are guys that are cursing at the NFL. Do you think that they're going to be fined or penalized in any way?
I don't know what the NFL can do because there is so many people criticizing them from every angle, and it's not just Packers players, so your guess is as good as mine. It's hard to see him gonna fine, you know, 50 players or whatever right. It is for their comments on Twitter. You know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the NFL for a lot of angles to get a deal done with the regular referees. You said it yourself. It wasn't just the final play. There was a very controversial pass interference call there on Sam Shields in which he did not deserve to be
called.
He
was the one that got fouled, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the roughing the passer call on Eric Walden was kind of ticky-tack, and you know, there's going to have to be a lot of things these referees in the NFL are going to have to answer for.
Seeing a lot of people, I saw one of my Facebook friends start a group last night on Facebook called Packer Fans Boycott the NFL. Within minutes, 150 people had liked and been a part of this group. I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but to boycott the NFL is silly. It's foolish. There's so much money that people have invested in time, whether it's your jersey, your cable package, myself with fantasy leagues. And, Brian, I'm going to the game next week in Indy, and I'm dropping a lot of money that I really don't have to do that. So to say that you're going to boycott the NFL, I don't think there's too many people that are going to follow up with that word. However, you know, what do you do? The NFL knows you're not going to boycott it. Do they have any incentive into getting the referees back right away besides people yelling at them and calling whatever phone number that was released of Roger Goodell? I mean, does the NFL have any incentive to change things? Because people are going to stick around and watch these games. Brian, Packers could get screwed 16 games in a row. I'm still going to watch every week.
Hey, that's a good question. Until people start, you know, boycotting with their pocketbooks somehow, I don't know what that's going to happen. Just coming across my own Twitter feed this morning, I saw something along the lines of, you know, whether this is legal or illegal or not, up to $250 million lost on bets on the game last night, and I'm sure a lot of that comes from Las Vegas, but you know, there's going to be a lot of people upset, you know, that lost a lot of money. So, I mean, there's going to be people who have already lost at the hands of the NFL in this. So it's going to be interesting how this all unfolds.
Well, there is gambling going on regarding the NFL, and that's another issue aside. But I think I saw that Vegas is moving their lines more towards home teams because the refs seem to, you know, be timid, not only of the players on the field, but those stadiums. I think that if this game was in Lambeau, you would have saw that called an interception. I think the refs were afraid or scared, or I don't know, but I think in Lambeau you would have seen that as an interception. Am I overreacting? Am I wrong, do you think?
Perhaps. I've heard the same sentiment said by other people. You know, if the refs call that an interception, they're going to fear for their life as they leave the field or something along those lines. You know, I'm not sure. You know, the apparent word is, you know, when that is reviewed, it couldn't even be overturned because the possession of the football is not something that's reviewable. So, you know, there's so many different angles to the story and ways you can look at it. This is really going to be a historic game. That's going to, you know, be known for, I think, you know, ages. I've heard people compare it to, you know, people remember this play like the Immaculate Reception or like that. I don't know, maybe about Immaculate Reception, but wow, I mean, it is going to be known for quite a long time, and you know, not just here in the Green Bay area. It'll be known across the country.
I heard our news guy at KFIZ dubbed this play the Golden Rule, which I liked.
Yeah, I also heard it called the Fail Mary.
Oh, the Fail Mary, yeah, that's good too. We're talking with Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, and we are talking with him a few extra minutes than normal today because of the magnitude of exactly what happened yesterday. Now, the NFL, Brian, is going to... They said they're going to release a statement or give an explanation onto what happened. And I think you and I both know that it's going to be, well, this is this, and this is this. And it's going to be a see-through kind of thing where the NFL is going to give us an explanation that kind of covers their bases, and they're not going to take any accountability for what happened. That's what I'm thinking. Do you see them doing anything else, saying anything different?
It's hard to see them saying anything but kind of some empty rhetoric that's just going to, you know, try to appease the masses, I suppose. I don't know what the Packers can do. I don't think you can overturn the outcome of a game. I'm not even sure that's the way it should go about.
Would you want them to if they did? Would you even accept that?
I don't know. I think most people would be happy.
I think that almost be
worse, came to
be honest.
Deal with the replacement referees.
Yeah,
I think people would be happy with that outcome, or the regular referees, the referees union. So, but we wait and see.
There were a lot of kind of other problems with the Packers. They didn't play their best game, and they've kind of looked a little maybe lackadaisical or uninspired. So you hope that this charges them up. They have something to play for now. I mean, they went 15-1 last year. It was easy for them. They lost in the playoffs. You want them to come back this year and look real sharp. They really haven't done that. You hope, at the very least, this is going to turn things around for them, and they'll come out and play like the Packers of last year. I'm just already concerned, Brian, that come playoff time, come December, there's going to be a tiebreaker where we lose out because of this game, and that's going to be a tough one to swallow.
It's you have to imagine some sort of impact could come that way. You know, whether it's the difference between home field advantage or not, it's the difference between a home game and away game, it's the difference between playing in the wild card or playing in the divisional round. There's a lot of different ways this game could be impacted down the road. So, I mean, you are right. The Packers do have to be motivated by this game, because now they have ground to make up. So, they're going to have to use this as motivation going forward.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, we thank you for your time this morning. We'll talk to you later in the week in what may be the NFL game I've I'm least looking forward to in my life. I've just got a sour taste in my mouth this morning, Brian.
Well, I think just sleep on it and it'll get better, and we'll talk then.
The always encouraging words from Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com.